guide us with those whom you have guided. Oh Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ. The Holy Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم has said, "The one who recites durood upon me 50 times, I shall shake hands with him on the day of judgment." صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. I welcome my dear viewers of Madani channel back to our silsila, our role model. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. In this beautiful program, we speak about a personality, a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we try to seek Madani points for the reformation of our life, to practice them and to implement them in our life, so that we may also be able to spend our lives in the love of Allah Ta'ala and in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how our pious ancestors did. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, every episode we have a new topic, a new personality, and we speak about their biography, we speak about some aspects of their life. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today the topic we have is so beautiful, is so amazing. The personality we are talking about today is such a beautiful personality, is such an amazing personality, that inshallah ta'ala, when I take the name of that personality, the viewers of Madani channel will feel some source of delightfulness in their hearts, inshallah ta'ala. Because that personality is such which made thousands of people to smile. That personality is such who has brought the thousands and millions of people towards the path of the sunnat of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We look for role models, that we should follow so and so, we should see so and so person dressed like this, that person's style is like that, that person's habit is like that person talks like this, that person sits like this. And we have some wrong role models, some wrong choices, which lead us towards the path of shaitan. But our role models are those who are on the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the personality who will become the topic of our today's episode is none other than my Peer of Murshid, Baniye Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, Amir Ahl Sunnat, Baniye Dawat Islami. And undoubtedly, he is a personality whom we should look up to. He is someone who should be our true role model. And he is someone who is in front of us today. And this is the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he is in front of us. This is the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we have seen this wali of Allah ta'ala with our eyes. This is the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we take the name of such a wali of Allah ta'ala. And this is undoubtedly a karam of Allah ta'ala, that we learn from his teachings and his organization. The organization which he founded, Dawat-e-Islami, is undoubtedly a ni'mat for us. It is a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us. Such beautiful organization with Ashikane Rasul, who teaches the sunnats of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So Amir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, as we all know, is the founder of the international movement of the devotees of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for the preaching of Quran and Sunnah, known as Dawat-e-Islami, with its millions of followers spread around the six continents of the globe. So Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, was born on the 26th of Ramadan, 1369 Hijri, in Karachi, Pakistan. His ancestors belonged to Kutiana, Junagar, India. The piety, virtues and exemplary character of his grandfather were well known in the area. Amir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah's parents moved to Pakistan after the partition in 1947. They first lived in Hyderabad, Sindh, Pakistan, but later came to Babul Madina, Karachi. Amir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah's father, Haji Abdul Rahman Qadri, was steadfast on Islamic guidelines and was a righteous individual. He was a very pious man. He would often walk with a lowered gaze and knew many ahadith by heart. He never showed any interest in accumulating the worldly material wealth. He was also a murid of the noble Sheikh Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, in the esteemed Qadiriyya order. Amir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliya, was still very small when his father, during Hajj in the plains of Mina, due to extreme heat waves, passed away. And Allah Ta'ala shower his infinite mercies on him. At such a young age, Amir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliya, lost his father. And after that, his only brother, Abdul Ghani, also passed away in a train accident. Amir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliya, was brought up by his mother in challenging financial circumstances. She was a pious lady who, despite bearing hardships, raised her children with good morals and deep-rooted religious values. Amir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliya, had been fearful of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even in his early years. Once, his elder sister got upset with him for some reason and said, Allah will punish you for this. Upon hearing this, he was filled up with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and became restless. He then kept imploring his sister to take her words back and say that Allah will not punish you. When his sister finally said those words, he attained peace of his heart. A young child, such a small age. And the sister said that Allah will punish you. He got scared. He got fearful. Look at this beautiful mindset. This is nothing but a genuine karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is truly the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon our Shaykh, our Piro Murshid, Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliya. From such a young age, he was so Allah-fearing person, such a muttaqi person. Look at the financial backgrounds. Look at the family backgrounds. It was not that he had a huge bank account. He stayed in a palace. He had so many vehicles, so many servants around. But he had one treasure. And the treasure was of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was bestowed with this treasure. He was bestowed with this ni'mat that he feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at such a young age. The blessed companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has narrated from the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ, that if Allah Ta'ala wants to do good to a person, He grants him the understanding of the religion. That with whomever Allah Ta'ala wishes to do good, Allah Ta'ala blesses him with the understanding, with the education of deen. So Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliya, from a very early age, had a keen interest in learning the sacred religious knowledge. To quench his thirst for the sacred knowledge, he would read Islamic books and remain in the company of Islamic scholars, particularly the Grand Mufti of Pakistan, Mufti Waqaruddin Qadri Radhvi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, in whose blessed studentship, Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliya spent about 22 years and also received the honor of being the spiritual successor. As a result, Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliya is proficient in and well acquainted with the sacred Islamic law, guidelines of spirituality, tasawwuf, and code of morals and ethics due to his immense passion and dedication of reading and constant interactions with the prominent scholars of Islam. The works of Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad al-Ghazali, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, in tasawwuf, and Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Alayhi Rahmatul Rahman, in fiqh, and have particularly inspired him. He considers Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, has his ideal personality. He follows Sayyidina Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, so blindly. And his love for Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi can see when he talks about Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, when he writes about Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, when he writes about Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. So he first mentions titles of Ala Hazrat consisting on two lines or three lines. When he speaks about Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he does not take the name of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi without mentioning many titles of him first. This is how much he loves Abu Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. He has made Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi as his ideal. He follows him and he practices upon his teachings and he delivers his teachings. He spends his life according to the methods of Sayyidina Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Sayyidina Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه reports that the Holy Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم has said that when a man dies, his acts, his amal come to a full stop. They come to an end. But three things still give him benefit. Recurring charity. That charity which he gave in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That charity which he gave in such a way which still carries on. For example, he invested in a madrasa. He invested in a masjid. He invested on the students of deen. Or such a knowledge which benefits the people. Or he left such a child who prays for him. And now come to the seerat of Amir al-Sunnah Dawat Barakatum al-Aliyah. He has indeed done such a sadaqah in the form of Dawat Islami, which inshallah would help him to the day of judgment, which inshallah Azza wa Jal will keep booming his Nama Amal, which inshallah Azza wa Jal will benefit him and those people who are attached with Dawat Islami. This Dawat Islami is undoubtedly a sadaqah which Amir al-Sunnah has given to the nation. Dawat Islam is different departments. They are all sadaqas individually if we look at them. Then the second thing is that knowledge that benefits the people. And undoubtedly, it is not hidden from anyone. That Dawat Islami grants such platforms of knowledge. There are such opportunities of knowledge. Just look at Madani Muzakara, which Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah performs every Saturday. Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah takes the questions. He listens to the questions. And he gives beautiful answers of those questions. Amir al-Sunnah gives beautiful answers of those questions. Madani Muzakara, Madani Channel, all these Madani activities, the madrasas, the jamias, all these are a motivation of Amir al-Sunnah. All these are introduced by Amir al-Sunnah. And undoubtedly, these all are under that category of sadaqah, which alhamdulillah Amir al-Sunnah has provided for us. Then you come to the third thing, which is a pious child who prays for him. A pious child, a person passed away. The pious child who prays for that person will get the reward of that, although he has demised from the world. And come to Amir al-Sunnah. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, all the members of Dawat Islami are like the children of Amir al-Sunnah. That's why we call Amir al-Sunnah as Bapa Jan, because he is our spiritual father. And there are hundreds and thousands who qualify as Huffaz. There are hundreds and thousands who qualify as Ulama. There are hundreds and thousands who are learning and teaching Ilm-e-Deen. So undoubtedly, this is also a favor of Amir al-Sunnah upon the Ummah, which will benefit Amir al-Sunnah today, tomorrow, in this world, and in the hereafter as well. And those who are attached to this beautiful environment would also be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In addition to all these things, Amir al-Sunnah Dawat Barakatum al-Aliyah is one of those scholars who have authored books to gain the blessings of the aforementioned hadith. He has written a number of books and booklets on topics ranging from the rulings of Salah to reforming a person's inner self. These books have inspired millions to change their sinful ways and repent from their sins. Many of these books have been rendered into a number of local and foreign languages, which can be seen on the website of Dawat-e-Islami. One booklet, one book will be there, but you will have an option of so many languages. You understand English? You have the option of downloading in English. You understand French? You have the option of downloading in French. You understand Urdu? You have the option of downloading in Urdu. So many books in so many languages. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. This is all the barakat of Amir al-Sunnah. And undoubtedly, this is the blessings of Sarkar Madina sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam upon our Peer and Murshid, Sayyidi Amir al-Sunnah, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah. There are so many majalis and departments created to help this cause of deen. Amir al-Sunnah, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, in 1981, he founded the movement of Dawat Islami with this mindset that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. And alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this mindset of Amir al-Sunnah that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world has alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal become the mindset of millions today. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. And those people who carry on with this mindset, who will get the thawab of that? Inshallah ta'ala, our Peer and Murshid will be rewarded for that. So why not act upon his footsteps? We see Amir al-Sunnah in every angle, in every method, in every way, his every action, his every statement, his every service, his every work, his everything is based on the sunnah of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Whatever he says is in according to the Islamic values, is in according to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those Ashikane Rasul who have seen him eating, will tell you that his eating style is according to the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He doesn't only deliver the sunnahs, he first acts upon the sunnahs himself and then delivers it to the people. He wore the imamah first himself, then he told the devotees to wear the imamah. He first had beard himself, then he told the people to keep a beard. He acts upon the sunnah method of eating, then he tells the people to eat according to the sunnah. He eats less himself, then he tells the people to eat less. He sleeps less himself, then he tells the people to sleep less. He worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. Thus he tells the people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. So he is our role model. And this role model is such whom we can see. This role model is such who is available amongst us. This role model is such who is alive in this century. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. So this is a golden chance for us to see him, to study his biography, to listen to his biography and try to act upon his teachings. Inshallah ta'ala, by doing this, we will successfully be able to get on that track, which track leads us to Madinatul Munawwara. And that track will lead us towards the love of Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us true love for Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And may we be bestowed with this ability that we get attached with this Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami and get complete for use of barakat of our Pir o Murshid Sayyidi Amir Ahl-Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya. At the age of 67, Amir Ahl-Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya still holds 2 to 3 hours question and answer session weekly, the Madani Muzakara at Faizan Madina every Saturday. Since so many years, this silsila is happening. 2 to 3 hours sitting at such an old age, but still, what's the intention behind sitting so much? So that the people may benefit for the sake of Allah, for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he has worked so hard. He has given this message to millions. He has instilled this intention into millions. Whatever you do, make your intentions right first. Whatever you think of, make your intentions right first. Whatever you think of doing, put your intentions right. Make good niyat. This is what Amir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatum al-Aliya has worked hard for. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we see the results today. We see the benefit today. The blessed life and personality of Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliya, is a shining example for us, for our guidance, for our reformation, and we should implement his teachings in our life. He served his entire life from his childhood. He was a person of such great Islamic morals. He was a person who had the khawf-e-khuda, a person who had the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from such a young age, and he carried on this message throughout his life. He got involved in the works of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala helped his works. He got involved in the path of deen. Allah ta'ala opened the ways for him. He got involved in spreading the message of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala helped him. There was a complete backup which he received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, the results are in front of us. This Madani channel which you are watching at the moment is a part of Dawat-e-Islami. Is a khidmat which Dawat-e-Islami is rendering. Is a muballigh, a media muballigh which Dawat-e-Islami has introduced. And who has introduced Dawat-e-Islami? Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliya. So all these things are a result of dedication. All these things are a result of serving for Islam, a serving for deen. Those people who are not practically in Dawat-e-Islami, join Dawat-e-Islami. See what Dawat-e-Islami is. Dawat-e-Islami is not the name of a certain uniform, is not a name of a certain institute, it is not a name of a certain silsila. Dawat-e-Islami belongs to every Sunni, every person who says, Ya Rasulullah, Dawat-e-Islami is his. So Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliya renders us this message. Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliya has taught us this. Why don't we see that my Pir o Murshid, my Shaykh, Amir al-Sunnat is so soft, he's so lenient, always smiling. Whoever meets Amir al-Sunnat, whichever time he meets Amir al-Sunnat will always give that person a smile. When Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliya meets so many people, thousands of people, the smile which the first person who met him gets will be the same smile which the last person gets. Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliya meets everyone so lovingly. So why should we show that arrogant attitude, that face which does not smile? Why should we do that? This is not the teaching of our role model. Our role model has taught us how to smile. Our role model has taught us how to be kind. Our role model, Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, has taught us how to be lenient with others, how to serve the deen, how to act upon the sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, whenever shaitan tries to misguide us, whenever shaitan tries to put arrogance in our heart, let's look at our Pir Murshid. Let's look at our role model, our hero who has taught us the correct method of life. And this correct method of life is not his own method of life. This correct method of life is the inspiration of the life of our Sarkar-e Medina, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So let's see him, let's understand his importance, let's understand his value, and try to act our lives according to his teachings. And inshallah ta'ala, by doing this, we'll be successfully embarking the route towards Jannatul Firdaus. Inshallah ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make it such that we follow the biography of Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliya. Stay attached to the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Wherever you are, try to attend the weekly ishtimas of Dawat-e-Islami. Try to travel in the Madani kafilas with the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Amir al-Sunnah has asked us this only. Amir al-Sunnah just says that make your Madani intention that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. And to successfully abide by this Madani mission, we have to travel in the Madani kafilas and we have to spread the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with the help of Ashikan Rasul. May Allah ta'ala grant this role model of ours, our Pir Murshid, Sayyidi Amir al-Sunnah, Damat Barakatum al-Aliya, a long life, a healthy life, and may he carry on working for deen like he is, and may we also carry on working for deen, and may we also get this enthusiasm that we also serve the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, guide us with those whom you have guided. Oh Allah, guide us with those